We've signed up to do the Talisker Whiskey Atlantic Challenge in 2023, which is a 3,000 nautical mile row from La Gomera in the Canary Islands to Antigua in the Caribbean.
What gave you this idea, Danny?
Well, my father actually completed the race back in 2019, and me and my husband Mark are very competitive. We followed my father's journey. My father did it and completed it successfully in 50 days, and we want to beat his time. So we are hoping our target is 45 days at sea. We hope, but obviously it all depends on the weather, the waves and Mother Nature.
And it's just going to be the two of you, is it?
Just the two of us, yes. We weren't sure when we initially set out whether we'd look to do it in a bigger team, but we decided a married couple, we very much enjoy each other's company. We're a very solid couple, and it's something we'd love to do together.
We both had it in our minds that we were going to do this race. Mark, after watching my dad came in, wanted to do it straight away, so he would have done it this year if he could. Me, I wanted to wait until my children were a little bit older, so we compromised on 2023. So we managed to qualify for the race, and that is our target. So we just need to raise the funds.
Well, we'll talk about that in a minute. Now, this is actually a Talisker event.
Yes.
So how do they help you with this?
Talisker are the
main sponsor.
They're the sponsor of the race.
Is it yearly?
Yes, it happens every year. It leaves on the 12th of December every year. That can change if the weather's not correct. But
now, I'm not a sailor or anything, but I would have thought that's winter time. Is that the best time to be going?
It's the best time of year generally for them to set off with where we're going from and to. Generally, the currents are more in your favour. There's also a lot lower chance of a hurricane.
Yes, it's not hurricane season when we get the other end in Antigua.
Right.
So we arrive to the nice sunshine.
Are you going to be rowing non-stop?
If the boat stops, it's very hard to get it going again. So the idea is we'll row 2 hours on, 2 hours off, and we'll change shifts. When the weather is good, we will row together. Obviously, in the blistering heat between 11 and 4, on some days it might be above 40 degrees, and we might only be able to row for an hour. And we'll have to do quick changes like that. We'll have to see. We have to be flexible with our schedule.
And a lot depends on the boat, I imagine. Can you tell us a bit about the boat?
The boat we'll be using is called Cosimo. It's actually in this year's race as well.
It's been christened, has it?
It's already done one crossing. We'll be hopefully picking the boat up April next year. And it's built by a company called Rannoch. They're quite specialist boats, really. They're not what people expect to see when you say you're going to row an ocean. There's a cabin either end. You've got the bow cabin, which is where we'll be sleeping. It's quite basic. It's a bit longer than the stern cabin, but the stern cabin's where all our communication will be. We've got GPS, radio, and
all the controls, pretty.
Yeah.
And then in the middle of the boat is where we row, so it's the rowing platform.
We have two rowing positions, so we can both row at the same time.
And is it particularly stable, or?
So we have to have a top of the range boat in order to do it. Yeah. So all the boats that enter the race all have to be able to self-right themselves, because obviously we go against waves that are potentially up to 25, 30 foot. And you get rogue waves that come out of nowhere, so instead of relying on people to be able to upright the boats themselves, which some of the older fashion boats still do, and are very, very good boats, to make the race look a bit better, we obviously will have to have these self-righting boats. And Rannoch are one of the leading boat companies that design these boats.
And for your own safety
and
as well.
And for our own safety. Because I mean, the race attracts a lot of media attention, and obviously any incident that happens, if it's got a negative outcome, it doesn't look good on the race. So the race organisers put points in place that you have to have a certain boat, you have to be qualified before you go in the race, you have to be physically able to enter the race, and they don't want people breaking down at sea, do they?
No, and presumably they've given you some training advice, have they?
Yes.
You have to do
mandatory
courses.
We have mandatory courses we have to complete before we set off.
Such as?
We have a navigation course, a seamanship course, radio course, first aid at sea. There's other courses, ocean rowing courses, that are recommended that you take, which we'll be doing as well, obviously.
So how do you prepare yourselves for something like this? Because it's an extraordinarily physically demanding thing that you're just about to do. How have you been training yourselves?
We have a Concept 2 rowing machine, which we have at home. My father very generously let us borrow his, as it's an expensive piece of kit. Also, we have bought a little training boat. It's been good. It gets us out on the lakes at the weekend.
Whereabouts? Which lakes?
We are
Prisiac and Curladan.
Next year, once we've got Cosmo with us, we'll be up there doing the hard training, and then obviously we'll be down at Concarneau. We'll take the boat out,
okay,
and we'll do a few rowing stints in the sea.
Have you done anything like this before?
No, we're both trained in canoe and kayaking as instructors, but rowing is a new discipline for us both.
Now that you've mentioned it once or twice already, the funding is going to be a big issue, isn't it? You've got some time now before December 23, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
So first of all, what sponsors have you got so far?
We've got a couple of local businesses on board, and
the
GAR here, they're one of our sponsors. We've got an anonymous sponsor who was an ex-Welsh guard, who's generously donated quite a large sum to our course. And one of the sponsorship packages we're doing is, at the end of the course, once we're finished, they'll get to keep one of the oars. They'll have the name of the business or their personal name on an oar, and at the end of it, they get to keep one of those. And we've had one of those go as well, which is great. We've done our first fundraising event. We did it the end of August. We did a 24-hour row where we were on the row machine for 2-hour stints for 24 hours, and we raised about €1,500 doing that. And we did that here at the GAR again, and we had some really good people from the village help out. They put the bar on, barbecue. Yeah, it was a really good day.
Yeah, they donated the profits to us from the bar and the barbecue, and it was really nice. Excellent. And everyone donated their time, which was fantastic, because obviously we were a bit occupied with rowing. But no, it was good community spirit. It was a good day. We had the weather on hand. We had people from the town come all hours. We had people turn up at 3 a.m. to come and cheer us on. It was a good community event.
The support was fantastic.
So what else do you have to do then in the next 18 months or so?
Next year, when we pick up the boat, we will be doing a few of our mandatory courses when we're back in the UK that we have to do. Fundraising, obviously it's not a cheap event. The boat, being quite unique, isn't the cheapest thing to purchase, but the boat is what will give us the money to donate afterwards. Once we finish the race, we will sell our boat, and we are donating everything to the local community, helping the two schools in Grisgriff, funding a sports project here. I mean, we are going to try and do a lot of fundraising in Grisgriff, unless we're doing activities on the boat. So obviously we'll then have to either go to Prisiac or Gurladan or down to Concarneau. But yeah, most things will be here at the GAR or in the centre of Grisgriff itself, so please, everybody come down and support.
Well, we'll be following you closely. In the meantime, you can just tell me about the logo that you've got on your jackets there.
Oh, our team name. Our team for the race is For Better or Worse. For English people, obviously, when you get married, you have your vows, and For Better or Worse, and there's a little pun in the name, whereas the or is in or in a boat. Yes, explaining that to the French can be quite
It doesn't work in French, does
Not
it?
Really, no. So you have to explain it.
Okay, so forbetterorworse.com is somewhere where people can find a little bit more out about
you. Yes, that's our website. And we also have a Facebook group page, which is For Better or Worse, so people can follow our journey. And we have a few social media on Twitter and Instagram as well.
Danny, Mark, thanks very much indeed. Best of luck.
Thank you very much.